recently got in my house, I may have mentioned this to you guys, I recently got this new thing that the OU came out with together with General Electric. Did I tell you about it? Yeah, so like automatically plug it into your fridge and it automatically puts your refrigerator on Shabbos mode and takes care of the lights, and the lights in the fridge actually remain on all Shabbos. So, you know, it has a lot of other wonderful features as well. We strongly recommend it. But the Shaila does come up once in a while for people who don't have this fancy new invention, that where they have to remember to shut the lights in their fridge every Erev Shabbos, that they don't remember. Things were so crazy before Shabbos. I should make a list of the Shailas that come up when someone just doesn't remember. I don't remember if I checked my vegetables. A woman does not remember if she did a bedika. I don't remember if she did. So people live very crazy lives. They live very busy lives. So a person does not remember whether they shut the light in the fridge. May they or may they not open up the refrigerator door if they do not remember if they shut the light in the fridge. So simple answer, what would you say? No. Why not? What? You got to be machmir, just to be safe. Well, there are halachic categories, right? There's, yeah. Oh, okay. So maybe it's only the rabbanon to begin with. So it would be a suffik the rabbanon lekula. You want to say, yeah? Or if it's a daraisa, suffik daraisa lechumra. But there's also another issue over here, and that is that if you do something and a malacha may or may not result from your action, so there's a specific category that is most prominent in Hilchos Shabbos, and according to many Rishonim, applies to other areas of halacha as well. It's machlokes Rishonim whether it applies to other areas of halacha, but certainly it applies in Hilchos Shabbos, called Davar Sheinu Miskaven, and the halacha is that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. So maybe on the simplest level, we should say, look, I'm opening the fridge door, I'm not trying to turn on any lights. The fact that a light may turn on, it may or may not, I don't know, may turn on, that's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven, and therefore Davar Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. Now that is not so simple, and here is why it's not so simple. There is a Ramah in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, in Simon Pei Zayim. What? Hilchos Basar B'Chalav? Yeah. Here's how it goes. The Ramah writes that if you see a non-Jew cooking in his pot, he has his own pot, he's cooking meat, let's say, in that pot, you are not allowed to stoke the fire underneath his pot. Why? Because the pot that he's cooking in may have milchig tam in the pot, because he doesn't keep separate milchigs and fleshigs pots. He's not Jewish. So the pot that, he's cooking in may have milk that's balua in the walls of the pot, that's absorbed in the walls of the pot, and he may have meat in the pot, or there may be both meat and milk that's balua in the walls of the pot, and you stoke the coals, and when you stoke the coals, you will therefore be in violation of the Isra of cooking meat and milk together. Because by you enhancing the heat under the pot, you're going to be cooking the meat and milk that's in the pot. Now, it's not meat sitting in milk. It's balua in the walls of the pot, but that may be a violation. Therefore, the Ramah says one should be machmir about this. Now, at the end, the Ramah says, after he quotes a few more chumras, he says, but the avid ain't lachash b'kolze. But the avid is not such a big deal. And then he says, vaf lecharchila ain bazel lechumras b'alma. Even lecharchila, it's not really such a big deal. Vameka lo hifsin. And if a person is lenient about that, he doesn't lose out. Now, what's very interesting is that the Ramah explains why to be machmir. He never explains why b'dievet it's okay to be mekel. So that he doesn't explain. So there is an interesting discussion in the Achronim on the spot. Maybe the reason to be mekel is that too is a Davar She'enu Miskaven. I'm not trying to cook the blios of milk and meat that he has in the walls of his pot. I'm just trying to raise the fire for whatever reason. Maybe I have a pot cooking on the same fire, so I'm trying to raise the fire. I have no intention whatsoever of cooking meat and milk, so maybe that's the reason that it would, strictly speaking, that it would be mutter. Assuming, of course, that Davar She'enu Miskaven is a rule that applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, which is the way we paskin. Unlike the She'iltos, who says Davar She'enu Miskaven, we only pass like Rabbi Shimon, that Davar She'enu Miskaven is mutter in Hilchos Shabbos, but we assume not that way. So, however, Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the spot points out that this is actually not a Davar She'enu Miskaven. This is what we call a Suffolk Psik Reshe. What? What's that? Suffolk Psik Reshe. Doesn't that mean a Davar She'enu Miskaven? That, right? Davar She'enu Miskaven is when you're not sure it's going to happen. Psik Reshe is when you are sure it's going to happen. So Suffolk Psik Reshe is just a fancy way of saying Davar She'enu Miskaven. Says we can't even know. What's a classic case of Davar She'enu Miskaven? You all know this classic case, Davar She'enu Miskaven. dragging a bench on the ground, right? I don't know if it's going to make a hole in the ground, if it's going to dig a ditch in the ground. I don't know. So, but I'm just trying to move the bench from one place to another. That is a davar she'eino miskaven. Says Rabbi Akiva, yeah, that's a davar she'eino miskaven because you have all the information up until the current moment right in front of you. All you're missing is, what you're missing is the knowledge of what is going to be in the future, of the result that's going to happen. But everything up until now, you have all of that information right there in front of you. That is Yidava Shein Miskavim. But, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, let's say the information you're missing is not about the future. You don't know something already. There's already some information missing in terms of what the situation is right now. He says, in that case, when it's about Lisha'avar, it's not about Lahaba, you don't even know what the circumstance is right now, that is what we call Safik Psikreshe, and that would be Aser. So therefore, if you have the light on in your fridge, there's no doubt you're not allowed to open the door. If you don't have the light on in your fridge, there's no doubt you are allowed to open the door. What information are you missing? Not whether the light would turn on or not, you're missing the information whether it's already, whether the light has been disconnected. The example he gives, he says, the Taz in Hilchos Shabbos disagrees with him. Why? What does the Taz say in Hilchos Shabbos? The Taz talks about the malacha of trapping, of tzeda. So the Taz says, let's say you want to sit down somewhere. So there's a box, and the box is open. So you need to close the lid of the box in order to sit down. Problem is, it's dark. Now, if there's a fly in that box, and you close the lid of the box, what will you be doing? You will be trapping that fly. If there's no fly in the box, and you close the lid of the box, fine. But it's dark. You can't see if there's a fly in the box or not. So says the Taz, that is the equivalent of a davar she'eino miskaven, and it's therefore mutter. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I disagree. I don't think that's a davar she'eino miskaven at all. Why is it not a davar she'eino miskaven? Because your suffix is not about what will be. Your suffix is about what already is. You just don't yet know. You don't have all of the information that you're going to need. Now, what is that machlokas really about between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Taz? So it seems clear, or this is certainly the way they say in yeshivas, that the machlokas is based on Rav Elchanan's understanding, the two possible understandings of why Psik Reshe is Aser in general. What's the story? Normally, Davar She'eino Miskaven is Mutter. But if it's definitely going to happen, that makes it a Psik Reshe, and therefore it becomes Aser. Good, that's why if the light is on in the fridge, you are not allowed to open the fridge door because you know for sure that the light will turn on when you open the door. That is Psik Reshe, that will make it Aser. Why though? What is it about Psik Reshe that makes it Aser? So Rav Elchanan in Kovit Shirma, Maseches Ksubos, in the first paragraph of Ksubos, discusses the following two possibilities. First of all, he suggests, maybe the fact that you know that it will happen is the equivalent of having kavana for it to happen. I mean, you can't say, oh, I didn't intend for it to happen, when you knew with 100% certainty that it was going to happen. So in yediya, knowledge equals kavana. They are one and the same. And maybe that is how the Taz understands everything. So if I don't know, then it's not a psik reshe. It doesn't matter why I don't know, whether I don't know because of the past or I don't know because of the future. The bottom line is, I just don't know. And if I don't know, you can't say, oh, you're automatically having kavana because you know this is going to happen. I don't know it's going to happen, and therefore, it's not called that I'm having kavana. That would be the way the Taz understands. And therefore, the Taz says, if the refrigerator light, if I don't know if the refrigerator light is on, I don't know. So you can't tell me I'm having kavana to turn on the light when I open the refrigerator door. And therefore, it would be a davar she'eino miskaven, it would be mutter. However, Rav Elchanan says there's another way to understand davar she'eino miskaven and psik reshe. Why psik reshe is more chamur than a regular davar she'eino miskaven, and that is that maybe when my action will necessarily result in a malacha being done, there is no separating between my action and that malacha. My action, that malacha becomes defined by my action, and my action defined by that malacha. When it's definitely going to happen, then my action is doing that malacha. Nothing to do with my knowledge, nothing to do with my kavana, but if this action will definitely lead to that malacha, then this action is that melacha. That is the second way of understanding, and maybe that's how Rabbi Kiveger understands. That Rabbi Kiveger would say, look, if whether I know about it or not, my action, if this refrigerator light is on, then my action is that malacha, because that light is going to turn on when I open up the door, and therefore it's going to be asr. So it would seem to be that in the case of the refrigerator light door, it's subject to this same machlokas. It's a safek psik reshe, and therefore will be subject to the machlokas between the Taz and Rabbi Kiveger. However, it's not that neat and simple, because even if you want to be mekel, how do we paskin? You have this machlokas Taz and Rabbi Kiveger. So how do we paskin? So the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos suggests that we should really try to be machmir for Rabbi Kiveger, but really maker adin the Taz is really correct. The Bir Halacha thinks he has a Malchamos, a Ramban in the Malchamos that supports the Taz, and even if Rabbi Kiveger is right, it's still a suffix. So we should apply the normal dinim of safek, right? Like you were saying before, normal dinim of safek would be that if the lights are only drabanan, let's say it's only LED lights, like they do in the modern fridges, then it would be safek drabanan, and you assume LED lights are only drabanan, you assume, not like Rav Asher Weiss, let's say, who assumes turning on a light in a recognizable way is makab patish d'oraisa. Let's assume that you hold like most posim LED lights are only drabanan, so then it would be, it's a safek drabanan lakula, and then even according to Rabbi Kiveger, it would be mutter. But all of this is a moot point, because you can't do it anyway. Here's why you can't do it. It's very risky to do it anyway. Because when you open that door, let's say you lose, right? And the light is on. Now what? Can't close the door. So your fridge is going to be on the entire Shabbos. It's going to start beeping and yelling at you. And ultimately, the motor is just going to give out. And the food is all going to spoil. So that's not a good thing. So you don't want to do it, because you're not going to be able to close the refrigerator anyway. So there has to be some other Eitzah in a time like that. Again, the best Eitzah, if you happen to be lucky enough to have a GE French door fridge, then you buy that little device that the OU made, and you never have to remember. It's set for the next 30 years. I am a little curious what happens in year 31, but I guess appliances don't last that long these days. So probably the fridge will die before the Zman runs out on the Zman technologies thing. Now that bit of that little technology, that invention, is actually quite important, because even when refrigerators are in Shabbos mode, it doesn't necessarily solve all the problems. If you open up a freezer, in order to stop the frost from building up, there's a small coil in the freezer that melts the ice that's there, and that's activated when you open up the freezer. I'm not sure if Shabbos mode solves that, if Shabbos mode stops that from happening. Not 100% certain, but certainly with this, it does stop that from happening. So hopefully they'll be able to end this whole shaila, but that's the shaila, so we'll leave it at that.